Good morning, and welcome to the Riverside County Department of Child Support Services Coffee Break Podcast with Nathan and Bruce. My name is Bruce Wagner. I'm the chief attorney here at the Department of Child Support Services in beautiful Riverside County, California. And with me this morning is nobody. My partner, Nathan Hartel, is not available today, and he's not available thanks to the coronavirus pandemic problem that we are now experiencing. And it is a doozy of a problem. It has affected everybody's lives. It has affected our lives, and it has affected your lives. It has affected how we do business, and it has affected how the courts have done business. So what we're going to do this morning, or what I'm going to do this morning, is I'm going to talk about some of the things that have come up over the past couple of weeks that I think our listening public needs to know so that they are better informed, and confusion and questions that have come up recently, maybe I can answer a few of those. I'll start off with what we're doing at the Department of Child Support Services to get around some of the issues we're having with court closures. We're still accepting requests for modification of child support. And I think this is critical during these times, because I know a lot of people have either been laid off from work, have had involuntary furloughs, reduction of work hours. So incomes have changed, and in some cases have changed pretty significantly. And what doesn't change when that happens automatically is your child support order. That has to be done by asking the court to create another child support order. So that's put the Department of Child Support Services in a bit of a quandary, because we are hearing from you. We understand you're no longer making the same kind of money that you made before the pandemic hit, and you need your child support modified. So we are doing everything we can to meet your needs. We are staying open, although a lot of our staff are not working here. They're teleworking now, but they still are working cases. And if you do have a request to modify your child support because you've lost your job or have otherwise changed your income or family income circumstances, whatever the case may be, we are here to help you and do what we can to get your child support modified to an appropriate amount. So call us, email us, and let us know what your circumstances are, and we will work with you. As far as actually coming into the office, I would call ahead of time first. I do know we are open on a very, very limited basis, but everything that we can do for you in the office, we can do over the phone, and we can do by way of email. The next topic is going to be what to do if you have an upcoming court hearing. We've gotten a lot of phone calls from people who have a pending court hearing, either here in Riverside at our 12th Street Meet and Confer Complex, or Indio or Hemet, possibly even Blythe. We all know that the courts are now closed. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you should not show up for your court hearing? Does that mean it's going to be postponed? What are we supposed to do? Well, the Department of Child Support Services Legal Division staff is continuing to do their work by way of telephone. So if you do have a court hearing, our Legal Division staff is going to try to contact you, and we're going to try to work something out over the telephone. If we can't do that, we'll have no other option other than to continue the case out to a point in time that we believe the court will be open, so that anybody that would like to go before a judicial officer, actually attend court, can do that. If, on the other hand, we can resolve your case over the telephone, we will generate an order for you, and we will try to get that order filed as quickly as possible. Now, because of the court closure, the court is not accepting any documentation from the public or from us as far as getting things filed. And because we have to file any changed orders with the court before we can actually enforce them. It's a little bit of a difficult situation for everybody. But we are ready to file those as soon as we can and update any changes of your child support order in our system and then begin to enforce those as needed. For those people who are fortunate and have not lost their jobs or have not had their work hours reduced, I would urge you to hold off on any request to have the Department of Child Support Services review your case for a modification. And the reason for this is we're getting a lot of requests from people whose circumstances have really changed, where they have lost their jobs. And we are working diligently to get those requests handled and motions filed and everything else that we need to do as quickly as we can. It's not that you cannot ask us to review your case, but right now we're working on a priority system. So if you do have a court order that you don't believe will really change because you are still working, you're one of the lucky ones, I would urge you to wait a little bit until hopefully this pandemic situation passes. And finally, what I'd like to do is I would like to offer my best wishes to everybody. I hope you're all keeping safe out there. I hope that this pandemic hasn't adversely affected you in a really serious way. Remember that the Department of Child Support Services wants to work with you with your child support needs. And if you do have questions, give us a call. If you have questions regarding court closures, give us a call. But you can also check the Riverside County Superior Court website. They keep a COVID-19 page and they update it so that you can find out what's going on with your court hearings. I hope things get better for everybody quickly, and I thank you for listening, and check in again next week for my partner Nathan's podcast. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Please remember to subscribe to our podcast. Check us out at riversidechildsupport.com, and if you need to call us, you can reach us at 866-901-3212. Our office hours are listed on our website. Please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for the latest happenings at Riverside County Child Support Services. And don't forget to check the podcast notes for specific topics discussed throughout today's episode.